know, we are WNST. AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We're Baltimore Positive. We are positively in a new location. It is my virgin voyage, my maiden appearance here in Arbutus, hometown of Jim Schwartz. We're at Sorrento of Arbutus, legendary, been here since 1965, a crab cake, or 55, excuse me, pizza and cheesesteaks, and now crab cake, says so right on the door over my head. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, in conjunction with our partners at GBMC, keeping me healthier. My doctors told me, cut back on the fried, cut back on the cheesy, eggy, A1C, bleh, 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 sugar, all that. So I had one French fry when they brought me the crab cakes here in Sorrento.
A single French fry.
Well, that's because it's brought to you by GBMC, and I'm trying to be good to myself and have my doctors be happy with me. They took my blood, and I'm just convinced I ate crappy stuff that week, but they tell me that's not the case. So I went to Pizza John's last month, and I did not have any French fries. I've been to Pizza John's three times this month without having French fries, and I walked into Sorrento's, and they had French fries. Everybody had French fries or crinkle cutters, and I had some. So GBMC brings us on the road, as well as Farnan and Dermer. They are the comfort guys. It's going to be uncomfortable this weekend. If you have not had your HVAC checked, don't let it blow up when it's 120 degrees like it is in every room that Kate Paris and I get in, and we do hot yoga. She is a yogini instructor, but more than that, what is your title with Accelerant? I don't even know.
I am the regional vice president for Accelerant.
You're a vice president?
I know. It shocks me too, right? Somebody gave me that title.
Well, I always wanted to be a chief. Chief something. Not the C, but just the word chief, because it makes you feel like I'm in charge.
Yeah, right? You can take control.
Like, vice president's nice, but you're not the president. The vice part says you're not in charge. Chief?
I kind of like that. I like not being in charge.
Blame Rob. It's Rob's fault. Accelerant is a... let's see if I do this right.
Yes. Oh, dear.
Accelerant is a regional business networking organization founded by local business owners to further strengthen relationships, trust, and community.
E for effort.
What the hell?
You're not the chief of Accelerant, that's for sure.
What did I get wrong?
Okay, well, we're not a networking group. We're actually a business development platform. So everything that we do for our member companies, our clients, our partners.
Quiz.
I know you really did.
I'm
leaving.
Partner
just
for
take
years.
This off.
Bye. I've known you guys forever. I just, you know.
We weren't even founded by other businesses. We just have different tiers of membership.
All right, I failed the quiz.
You really did.
Kate Paris is here. She's my friend. She does important things at Accelerant that have...
I'm your friend. You have no idea what my title is.
over my head, you know. Accelerant has been a part of building business relationships, including this one here with our great sponsor, Bill Cole of Cole Roofing. He'll be here a little later on. So business makes the community go. You know what I mean? And I think that's my part of Baltimore Positive. That's sort of my lane, is that it was... about sports and baseball and the Orioles and then the Ravens and the Blast and the Skipjacks and all horse racing, all that. But it really was about selling crab cakes at the barn back in the day, or cars for then Norris Ford and then Coons Ford and whoever else. But part of it really was about how to display businesses for people so that they're more attractive, and then people always want to do business with people they trust.
Yep.
You come to Sorrento's, you know you're going to get a quality cheesesteak. People are going to meet you at the door with a smile. You know the food's going to, you know they're going to make it right. So I think there's that trust part of it. But small business, it can be very confusing, right? I think you meet a lot of business people that are successful business people that there's still something missing in what they're trying to do in their messaging or in their recruiting or in their recruitment of business, I should say.
Well, it's funny. We've been talking about small to more and just relationships. And even right before we went on air, you were saying to me, I've got a great relationship. I can connect you guys. That's really what Accelerant does. As our client companies are looking to build relationships with the mid-market companies that they serve or provide products to, if another Accelerant partner can say, I know the CEO, I know the property manager, I know that decision maker, let me make a warm introduction so you can get in the door warmer and faster than if you were cold calling, that's how it operates. So it's not, is not by chance. It's very intentional, and it's accessing people's networks through building trust so that they want to make that connection for you.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, I knew that was exactly what you meant to say. It was just semantics. Semantics.
Sometimes
you were right there.
It's hard for me to express myself sometimes after I get off the yoga mat. You know, Kate.
I know. It's just all of those emotions is so deep.
Well, Kate does yoga, and she shows up on the... If I open my IG right now, let's see if you show up.
Oh, that would be
fascinating. Because it knows that I know...
Did I show up? Am I there?
No, I didn't touch it.
No, I watched you. You didn't. Oh, yay. And
she's
that's
at
a
the top.
Fun
she,
one, too.
See, that's Kate doing yoga.
But you
right
have to
there.
Scroll down. I'm in heels in that one. I'm doing a
what
challenge.
You're in heels
no,
now.
Well, yeah, but those are bigger heels.
Why are you doing yoga in heels?
Because
no
I can.
One trusts a chick on the internet doing yoga in heels. I don't trust you anymore. It's
I
over.
I like a good challenge.
Us.
I like stepping
but
it up.
But I'm not doing...
Well, no, you shouldn't
what
have to do that.
What the hell are these heels?
They're amazing, and they're so
watch
comfortable,
again?
Ladies.
That's a hell of a heel there is, that she's doing. That's a heel.
Yeah, but really what it is...
I played
it's,
a heel in wrestling once.
I've got stability, mobility, flexibility. It's all of those
and
things.
Heels.
And heels. That's just me showing off. That's performative. That's not
pin
real.
The block yoga. Challenge in high heels.
Yeah. Like if you
I don't have high heels to even do this challenge.
I bet you do.
What size is your foot?
7. Oh, you could squeeze it. No, actually,
nah,
I would never.
I don't think so. My, I don't know.
I think he does have high
I
heels.
Think I put high heels on once or twice
oh,
in my
oh,
life.
Oh, now it's coming. Once or twice.
Well.
It's coming back.
I was dressed as Kiss on Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And
let's,
I was
let's
trying
lean into
to,
this.
Trying to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know that I've ever really. When I see women in high heels, I think, how do you do that? You know, like. You look sexy in it, it's nice, it's great and all that, but like the notion that I would hold my heel up, I do that in yoga sometimes. We do heels up in yoga,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're doing a chair thing, right? The notion that women do that all day, all of their lives. How do you do it the first time you ever put it on? When you're like 12
oh,
years old
God,
and you're
like
a girl.
I can remember that far back. I don't know. But I will say
did
I
did it not
love
feel
them.
Weird the minute you put them on?
I mean, it probably did, but so did roller skates and ice skates. And, you know, and we women as a gender are just so much more capable
you, like,
than
you
guys.
It
just
pushes you,
like,
forward, you know,
what
in a way. You try to intimidate short guys like me is what you...
That's why we do
that's
it.
That's exactly
we're out
well,
there
you're
to
doing
just
it
intimidate.
Why are you doing it just to prove a point?
So... Anytime it's a challenge, because it's one thing, it's hard enough to touch your toes with straight legs.
I don't understand it.
And then it's hard enough to prove that you've got the hip flexor strength to pin that block to your foot with no heels and lift it up. It's really just a challenge to see where your hip flexor mobility is.
Do you want
but
to test
if
mine?
You can, yes. But if you can do it in heels and make it that much harder, why not? Yeah, so stand
I know
up right
the
here.
Floor is clean. You know why I know the hammer's over here? Because I dumped
is that
water
where you,
all over.
Oh, I see.
I dumped
after
water
you ate
all
your
over
single
here.
French fry.
This is part of my napkin that was a mess. What do you want me to do now?
Okay, so you're going to stand
on,
up.
Hold on. Let me get on camera.
I'm so excited.
Oh, Kate does your. I brought you over here to talk about business networking.
Nope. We're here to just make you bend over. Okay. Sounded wrong.
It's my show. I'll bend over when I want to and for whom I want to. I'll have you know. All right. So you want me to barefoot or you want me to shoe? What do you want
nope,
to do?
Shoe is fine.
What do you want me to do?
Shoe is fine. So you are going
I'm doing hip flexibility?
Yeah. You're going to.
Mobility?
Well, you're going to, with straight legs, touch your toes.
All right. I'm going to take everything out of my one pocket because I'm going to use my right
and
hip.
And since we okay. don't have a block for you to pin between your hand and your foot, all you have to do when,
hold
when
on,
you're
I have
touching
a
her your...
resiliency bag here that I can pin. All right. So
okay.
this is a fake block. Thank Natasha, I miss you.
I think while a gorgeous bag and a great cause, it might be a little bit messy for this. I think for this.
What are you trying to do? We're trying
this,
to.
So you're going to touch your.
I'm going to touch my toe.
You're gonna
I can
touch
do
your
that.
Toe.
I can do that
then,
all day.
And then just stand up holding with your hand on your foot.
Oh, that's what you need me to do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hell, I probably can do that. I mean, it might be the jeans issue. And I'm not
I mean, I
up.
Just did it
I mean,
in jeans and
hang
heels.
Hang on. Let me crack my hip. I got to crack. So
yeah,
I'm going to lean down. I'm going to grab my toe,
uh-huh.
which I'm fully capable of doing. And they just want me to come up with it?
Yeah. Like with
like this?
But not holding your foot
oh,
because
I'm
that's passive.
Over.
Yeah. Don't do that.
So
yeah,
I just
so
the legs straighten.
Yeah. Like, I mean, even you don't even have to. But like, yeah, if you're just guiding it, you're resting your hand, but you're not actually like.
She's in heels.
Yes.
You're going to hurt yourself. Get up. Keep your feet flat. You
but I didn't. I wasn't the one who almost fell over on air.
Kate Paris is my crazy improv co-host here. She's with Accelerant. She's
yes,
also
indeed.
With yoga, trying to build strength. So when you do your – let's stay with yoga for a minute, and
sure.
then we'll go back to the accelerant category and.
Yep. Or we can just talk about perimenopause and menopause. I mean, how fun would that be?
I only know my wife's experience. I don't know mine.
No, we'll just expand your demographic.
Well, we've done that. Trust me. You do these yoga series out,
yes.
And you're not the only one. I mean, I see, because I do yoga, and my friends at Planet Fitness keep me fit. Yoga shows up in my life and all my timeline in lots of ways.
Yeah.
And you're one of those people. What are you trying to achieve with that? I know you kind of well, and I think we've done yoga together, but I've never talked to you about your intentions with this or your teaching. And you do like intense teacher training, which I admire that. We were talking about that before, that it's not something like I'd like to be a teacher, but I'm not going to go through the trouble. Like, I like to be an astronaut, but I just want to do the training, right? You know what I mean? So I feel that way, that I'll probably never be a yoga teacher because I'll probably never take the classes. But it is something that if this all fell apart, if my whole career fell apart and I was a nasty nester and I went through all the scandals that I deserve and the horrible things
so
that
this would be after the scandals.
After all of that, if my whole life fell apart and I lived on a cot nowhere with nothing, I would still do yoga. And at that point, I would say I could rebuild my life by being a yoga teacher because I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that I would enjoy the yoga teacher training. But I know, and you know, I enjoy the hell out of yoga, right? Like yoga's my thing.
Yeah.
Everybody knows me, knows that about me. But nobody ever sees me practice. Nobody. You're one of, other than what I just did for you here, you're one of a handful of people who have ever seen me do yoga or been next to me on a mat, other than the people in the society that I do it with, of which no one at my studio, there's two dudes there who know who I am and one woman who knows who I am and what I do for a living.
Oh, and everyone else, you're just
in
a
the
guy
studio
in the
I'm in, nobody knows me. I know this because I know the difference when I'm recognized and when I'm not. And what people talk to me about after having done this for 4 decades. And in certain rooms, I'm famous. And in certain rooms, nobody knows who I am. Most yoga rooms, because I don't introduce myself. I don't speak.
Yeah.
They don't hear my voice. I've been here at Sorrento's 3 hours. I've already had 10 people wave at me and say, I'm not even from the side of town. But yoga, I'm an anonymous citizen, you know, to some degree. And I like that. And I like that it's silent. I hate when people talk. It's like an acoustic concert. But you've been next to me doing yoga and been a part of it. And it's something I talk about on the air passively because I know they don't care so much about it, the audience that does. But I'm always trying to sell it.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to tell people this would be good for you. No matter, you don't have to be bougie or graceful, or you don't have to touch your toes. You don't have to be all hot and spicy like Kate with her high heels doing putting her foot over her head and doing all this. Like, you don't have to do all that. Like, it's just good for you. And so you're putting these reels up, and I guess what I'm asking is, I see them. I'm not trying to get in heels and put my foot over my head. Your reels are an entree or an entry level or a very ninja sequence for somebody like me that knows what I'm doing to say, here, try this, right? That what we just did there is not beginner.
Well, and it's not that's not even yoga, even. I mean, that's more of like a drill that you can do.
It's a party trick.
Yeah, it's a party trick. It's performative. It's something that you can do if you've developed the strength and mobility from yoga. Most people, with what I put on Instagram, Kate Yoga, what I put on
Kate
Instagram.
Kate with a C. C-A-T-E. Kate like cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kate with a C. I switch things up. Some of them are drills that you can do to improve certain muscles or certain parts of your body or your posture. Some of them are challenges because they're fun and they get views. Some of them are sequences that you can do just in your private practice to work into your daily practice or whatever practice. But really, what I find so fascinating about yoga. I didn't, it's perimenopause time, everybody. I didn't discover yoga until I hit perimenopause and my body changed entirely. I no longer loved running. I no longer loved going to the gym. I haven't done either of those things in forever. And I just kind of out of desperation tried yoga and in the hopes of
how
getting
long ago was
fit.
This?
This was only really maybe 5 years ago.
Okay, so this is new to you.
Yes, I mean, you look so fit,
and you look like you were athletic, and I know you came from like sort of an acting background and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but you've always been fit to me. You're a mother.
Well,
you know,
until perimenopause
done all that stuff,
hit,
you know?
And then everything changed, and nothing was working, and I was not fit anymore. So when I found yoga, the hope was to get fit, and then. Okay. And then it's everybody's experience is different. Everyone has a different journey. For me, at some point, it started to shift beyond the fact that it was a really great workout, and I developed strength in ways that I never had before. Even with all of the other things, that was great. But in finding the focus and the stillness in being able to accomplish that, and recognizing that. In yoga, the poses, that whole physical part of it is just one tiny aspect of all of it. That's when I started to look into the teacher training, which is great if you want to be a teacher or...
You don't really want to be a teacher, though. You're not going to be
like
a
six-day-a-week. Sense. Yeah, I'm
you're
not going
to be my instructor at a studio in Hampton, and I'm going to come to your class. That's not why.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know you even well enough to know, like, if you're taking teacher training, I'm figuring that's your track, right? Your track is completely
it's
actualization.
It's deepening your understanding of yoga in general so that you as a person can live and breathe it. You develop a better relationship with yourself, with the world, with others. Your philosophy, it kind of just teaches you how to be your own true authentic self. And some people, it's innate. Some people just go into the world being authentic. A lot of other people, it's really a process or a journey.
And I've been faking it the whole time.
I know, right?
It's terrible. I'm faking it.
But what I've found...
It's working for me so far.
...is all of us going through the later years in our life, like our bodies are changing as we age, as we experience illness or cancers, you know, as we go through pregnancy or post-pregnancy, like bodies change and yoga can be modified to be whatever you need it to be.
You can also do it in a hotel room. You can do it on the beach. I was in Vegas last week. It was 106 degrees. And I was like, I'm just going to go down to the pool deck.
Yeah.
And I'm going to find a place in the shade.
Yeah.
It's still 106. And I don't like bugs. So like when they would always do Same. Yoga like on the grass in front of the harbor. And my wife and I would look from our building. We lived in a beautiful building forever. And we would see all the mats down there. And it sounded like fun. And one day we went down there and did it. And bugs were in my eye, and bugs were biting my legs, and shit. I'm like, nah. That's not yogic to me. Beating friggin' bugs on my leg when I'm in doing yoga.
You can't focus at all. And you're like, is that a spider or is that my hair? Like, did something just bite me?
Yeah, man. I need, like, I've become really bougie about my yoga, and I don't talk about my studio for a lot of reasons. But it has some real strengths, and one of them is the mirrors. You and I were talking about, like, Warrior One and your hips and being able to see your alignment and being able to have your eyes open and focus on the small of your nose, the between your eyeballs, the middle of your shirt, whatever my tie from my bathing suit, whatever keeps me in line.
Yeah, your dristy point.
Total dristy. I was going to say dristy, but... let's speak a little Sanskrit here. But I look, straight ahead, and there's something about that really F's with me if I'm not. I did yoga in my hotel room in Las Vegas because I had a mirror in front of me.
Yeah.
There's something that the mirror is a real grounding thing for me for my posture. And I am maniacal about form. I think we've talked this before. Mm-hmm. Kate Paris is here from Accelerant. She is Kate Does Yoga, CATE Does Yoga on Instagram. But she's also my friend through Accelerant and does a lot of great charity stuff too. We'll get to Blood Cancer United and some other stuff that you've been involved in as well. But while we're on the yoga thing, I think when you start to take away, like if I had to do it right here in the window, it starts to take away things for me when I don't have a mirror, when I don't have heat. Like all of these things that are conditions that studios have bougied me out, that I don't want to be on your retreat. I don't want to be on grass. I don't want to do it unless it's really hot in the room.
Yeah.
Because the heat opens you up in a way that I cannot express to anyone who's never done hot yoga. They're like, I don't like it hot. What do you do it hot? Hot sounds like, it sounds horrible. And I'm like, because your muscles open and strengthen in a way that's completely impossible at 74 degrees where it's comfortable. for me.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're in a hot yoga studio, it's almost like you've been given instant flexibility because that is what the heat gives you. It's not necessarily real flexibility, but it's flexibility that otherwise in a non-heated studio, you would have to go through the whole warm-up just to get close to where you are from the start in a hot yoga studio.
I love a hot room,
and
man.
It's really comfortable.
Well, once you get used to it,
yeah.
You know, is it going to be 95 this week? And people are like, you walk into a room that's hotter than that? I'm like, I walk in there to focus on myself. And I fell asleep at the end of class. You know, I must have snored because three people said something to me. Like
you snored?
No, they said.
I was going to say, that would be a giveaway.
They said, you fell asleep, which I think it means I don't know. I'm going to ask when I go back. Because three different people are like, man, you fell asleep, man. You were like out. I must have snored. I mean, I must have. I don't know, you know, or at least snorted. I don't know. You don't do that on Instagram, though, people, right? That part stays off. The part where you fall asleep, snort, don't wake up. You don't put that on Instagram.
No, I was thinking about it.
But that is part of the yoga
I mean,
process.
I'm sure there's a social platform out there that would like that kind of video, but.
Sometimes I just pass out when I'm done. And Jen laughs at me because, we come out of class, and I'm like a noodle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to check my phone.
Yeah.
I barely want to put my clothes on. If we go to class together, she drives home and I sit there like a noodle. And she's like, dude, how do you drive home on your own when I'm not with you? And I'm like, courage. courage. Because when I
courage and a prayer.
I don't talk a lot about yoga on the air, but when I do, I go all in and I'm doing it in this segment because it's spring. And by the way, our partners at Planet Fitness, if you have a young person in your life like Kate does, who is a middle schooler, high schooler, or high schooler at this point, Planet Fitness has free Planet Fitness all summer long for kids.
Oh.
So that's a promotion. So that's for your kids. But for you, I would just say the hot yoga thing, try it. And I've told a million people to try it. Nobody wants to hear me or hear me talk about it. What led you to it? What was that thing where you, because you were a runner,
yep.
You were fit, postmenopause, all that thing you talked about, but did somebody you know do yoga, or did you read about it on the internet, or is it something you always wanted to try, or something you did once?
You mean like how did I find hot yoga, or just yoga in general?
How did it become an influential part of your life over the last 5 years? Like it's become really in the last 5 years for me, but really the last 25 years of my life, I've done yoga. The last 15, it's been much more. When I've done it, I've been healthy. When I haven't, I've fallen apart. I literally got physically injured during COVID from not doing it. When my class structure went away, I stopped going and just thought I was going to be okay, and my body fell apart, completely fell apart.
Man.
It's my post-menopausal. I was 52, and I couldn't move. I couldn't move. I felt like I was a million years old. And when I went to physical therapy, this is Christmas of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Masks on. I went to physical therapy. The girl that physical therapy, I've never looked at her face. We did physical therapy for 6 weeks, 5 days a week. I never looked at her because we had masks.
Yeah.
I don't even know what she looks like. She was super cool. And everything we did was a yoga move.
Yeah.
It was bird dog. It was squat. It was chair.
Yeah.
Every single thing was yoga.
If you go to physical therapy after doing yoga, you're like, oh, it's baby yoga.
It is.
What I feel like it is.
It completely.
It's better. It's so much more than that. But.
Well, but I would say to anybody, if you went to physical therapy after a surgery, after a procedure, after an accident, after an injury, whatever it is, and you got healthier, imagine then taking that to a place of strengthening, not just a place of I want to get back to being able to carry my groceries, but a place where like it's not about touching my toes or even looking good in my underwear in the mirror or any of that. It's literally about like the number one thing yoga does for me helps me sleep.
Nice.
I sleep less and better, and I guess that is the meditative state that we would talk about. Where I was snoring in class the other night, I fell asleep. Or my wife looks at me on the way home and says, dude, you look like you're going to die. And I'm like, I give it all. When I go on a yoga mat, I am not doing you said full extension, full expression.
Full expression of the pose,
guilty.
And I think, you know, it's different for different people. Every single person's journey to finding anything is different. How you found yoga, how I found yoga. When I was first introduced to it in my late 20s, early 30s, I was so not impressed. I was so used to like CrossFit levels of activity at the gym and running marathons. Like I was into go big or go home, and I didn't get yoga. I wasn't ready to get it. I mentally wasn't in a place where I was looking for anything like that, and I was very dismissive of it. And then,
like me with golf as a physical activity.
Yes. Yeah, like, I mean, I just remember being
drink
in
beer,
chair
carry
pose.
A cart,
yeah, I was like,
walk
what is
across
the
course.
Point of all of this?
That's exercise. And I'm like, no.
But then when I found that things were changing and I no longer found the joy in what I had been doing, I mean, really, like I said earlier, it was kind of a desperate, you know, well, maybe yoga will do it. And
some people love to run.
But I was ready for it physically and mentally at that point. And so it clicked, and I was open to it. I found it on my own and then just really leaned into it.
Completely on your own then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, and online?
Yeah, online. And that's, so I never had a mirror in front of me for the first several years of practicing. I didn't know what my alignment looked like. And then two and a half years ago is when I started practicing daily. And that is when I actually really learned yoga. And that's when I started posting kind of my progress pictures and things on Instagram. And then after looking back at videos, I was like, oh, that doesn't look at all like I
There's
got to
be an
was.
AI program.
You know what? There probably is.
But I'm thinking about this. I had, I just bagged on golf because I don't play it and I do yoga instead. But I had Classic Five on this week. I had Ed Miller on. And happy Father's Day to everyone out there. He's spending Father's Day with his dad doing his golf thing because U.S. Opens every year on this weekend on Father's Day. It's a tradition for a lot of guys to go golf and all that. And I was talking to him about Pine Ridge, one of our sponsors, Classic Five. And they have the Top Tracer technology, which is, it's a computer. You go out and you hit the ball, and it tells you, you know, it's an instructor, but it's a computer instructor, all based on science, all based on angles, all based on club speed. Everything about it is scientific in a way that I said to him, when I was a little boy, I went bowling and there was no golf course, but part of that was you could get better at it, and you eyed up the lanes and how you spun the ball and you learned things. Golf was all about that, but you would always have an instructor saying your hips, your back, your club, you're holding this open, you're out,
yeah, you're following
whatever.
Through all of that.
The yoga part of form and format and all of that was always about my yogini, Kim Manfredi, saying, let me get your spine. Can I touch you? Let me push down here and over here and straighten your hands. You want your hands in an L and you want the 4 points. In your, like all of these scientific things. And I'm thinking, with yoga now, even if your form's wrong, I would think that there has to be some level of science in regard to you aligning yourself the right way, and the way that your golf swing would be the same way. Because I see so many people doing yoga in weird alignments in class, and I think I was really instructed the right way. And I think, you know, you're going through teacher training, the nuances of doing it not right or wrong, safe or not safe.
Yes.
That's really about not getting hurt.
Down to,
25 years on a yoga mat, I have never, ever, ever injured myself on a yoga mat.
Nice. But off the yoga mat, yes, it sounds
like. Oh, all sorts of times. But I'm saying, like, I've injured myself running, right? You're jogging, you fall in a hole, you turn your ankle, you do things.
You trip.
Yoga, I have never pulled a muscle, hurt myself, gone overboard, even though I feel like I go at a 10-point, I go 101% always, because I know the right, I know what not to do, and I know right format. But you only know that if you have a mirror.
Yeah.
Or you can see yourself, or you have an instructor, or this thing we're going to invent, which is the AI.
Co-founders of the AI
Yoga
Alignment
Society.
Yep.
Foundation.
The Society Foundation. We'll workshop the name. I like it.
Club?
Yep.
Clubhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Mafia?
We're right there. We're so close.
Corporation? Organization?
Although it is funny, though.
Society. Society was the best word.
We'll work on that. We'll work
it's
on
yoga
it offline.
Society.
We'll come back to this.
I guess this is my way of saying that, like fielding a ground ball in baseball or catching a football, there's a right way. There's a
yes. there's an optimal way.
That's where teaching comes in.
Yes. And that's been really fun for me. And I mean, at a certain point when you start doing yoga enough, you start to recognize, like, this doesn't feel like I think it should feel. And people will find their way to learning the proper alignment. But one of the fun things that I know will resonate with you is the difference between pain and discomfort. And in yoga, it's breathing through the discomfort, because there is a fine line between, you know, a stabbing, sharp pain that you might feel on one side of the body over the other, versus an overall challenge. Like, I would maybe prefer to get out of this pose because it's hard.
How long
versus
can you hold plank,
I can't.
As an example, right?
Yeah.
I can plank a long time.
Same. Are we doing a plank challenge right now on this super clean floor? No, we're not.
No.
We're not. Nobody has time for that.
No. Who would do the show? Hold on. Let me hold my breath. If you're holding your breath, you're doing it wrong.
You don't want to hold your breath.
My first ever instructor in my first ever class, so my yoga, I've told you this, my yoga inspirer is Brian Baldinger. And if you've ever seen Baldy on NFL Network, Baldy will do what I just did, but he's 6'7", he's 15 years older than me, and he will grab his foot and just pull it up.
Yeah.
Just grab it off the ground and just go like this with his leg, straight up. And you know.
And then swing it all the way back.
I was an athlete,
standing.
Nasty. I was an athlete, offensive lineman, 14 years in the league. So he was a football player, and he played on the concrete of Veterans Stadium, the old Dallas Stadium, and the old Hoosier Dome. There's a three-pack for you. And he's got the pinky out, you know, thing going on from being an offensive lineman and getting his finger trapped in a true. It's all true. But he was my yoga. He was my co-host of my radio show.
Oh, nice.
25 years ago, NFL Network and NFL Films. And he's nasty. You got to do yoga, man. You got to do hot yoga, Bikram yoga. So I went to a yoga class at, it was up in Cockeysville, mm-hmm. right next to the Chocolatier, which was great, because you had a Chocolatier and a yoga studio in the same complex.
What more could you ask for?
Right, the Chili's across the street and the Macaroni Grill. It's like Timonium Road, and I think it was called, it's not there anymore, I think it was just called Baltimore Yoga. It wasn't hot, it was a yoga studio. And I went in, my first teacher was a man named Moses Brown. If anybody knows Moses, give him my love. I think he's still here and among us and in Columbia. He was teaching recently. Very soft-spoken, and when we went in, he had this happy, beautiful, positive, awesome energy about him, you know?
Yeah.
And he would always say, if you can't smile when you're doing the pose, you're doing it wrong. If you can't smile and you can't breathe through it, you're not doing it right.
Yep.
So you shouldn't be grimacing, and you shouldn't be holding your breath. So that was night one, class one of my yoga.
Oh, what a great start. I like that.
Right. And then he taught me also four corners.
Mm-hmm.
Four corners. One, two, three, four. Four corners, four corners. 9.5 fingers. And same with your feet. Four corners to ground
yep.
yourself.
Yep.
That everything is going to come out of 8 and 8.
Yep.
Right? 8 and 8, 16 points, right? That you're going to, if you're in dogward down, dogward up, things you're going to do like a leopard, like a cat, you know? And everything I've ever done has been about alignment because of that, and because I was taught the right way in the
That's
beginning,
great.
That I'm never sloppy, I'm never out. And when new instructors see me in class, they always make a point to say to me after class, they're like, you have good form. And I'm like,
it's like one of the
Isn't
best compliments.
The
you're like,
thing
you,
they can say, you can form, I can form. So I feel like I could be a teacher and all that, but I don't really want to teach. And you're going to teacher training,
yeah.
and you've been trying to talk me into it, 100 people. And I'm thinking to myself, I might like the training
been,
more.
Like, trying to talk you into
I just don't think
it.
I want to teach 5 days a week.
Yeah.
I know I don't want to own a studio and employ 100 Kates who teach yoga. I know, like, the things I love in life, like, I love the Black Crowes, and I love Bryan Adams, and I love Rush.
Pursue the things that bring you joy, Ness. Like, if it doesn't bring you joy, let it go. If it's not what's calling to you, don't heed the call if it's not your call. You love yoga, and maybe at some point you'll do even a deeper dive into it. But it'll if you're not being called to teaching, like, you don't teach. That's all.
All right. Well, she's taking teacher training. She is my accelerant friend. She's the regional vice president.
Now you know.
I got it right, though, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, regional vice president.
There's another part of that, your title? No, that's just
no, it. That's just a for accelerant. Just throw, you
a
know,
business partnerships and not networking at all. Accelerant, A-C-C-E-L-E-R-E-N-T.
Yay!
Accelerant. Find her, or you can find me. and for business people, make your pitch on behalf of you and Rob, and on behalf of Bill Cole and everybody I know. If you own or are a part or an influencer, even procurement or marketing with any local business, and you want to meet other local businesses, advertise on WNST and Baltimore Positive, and then call Kate Paris and Rob LeGrand. No, tell me what you do, because it really is kind of a neat thing. Don't be offended, but I would almost call it a little bit, you do sort of a speed dating that leads to a longer date with business owners, that you put like 12 people that are business owners that may or may not know each other into executive luncheon, and I've been invited to these, where you walk out and you now like know 10 other people that own businesses in the community. And when you're a member over the course of the year, you won't just know 10, you'll know 10 times 10 times 10. And I think that's the idea. People say to me, how do you have so many people on LinkedIn? Well, I was an accelerant partner in 2008, 9, 10, 11. I'm not a partner, but they invite me and they're still nice to me, even the ones that don't do yoga. And I still know people that are in and out of accelerant and other organizations like yours. It's the glue that holds this thing together below politics and philanthropy. And by the way, I got Mr. Westcott here is running for councilman, so I got politics, business, community crab cakes, but it is that layer below it of how businesses on this block, the pantry over here in Arbutus and Sorrento's and the dry cleaner over here, that knowing each other is all part of that. And I think it's easier in the era of social media to know each other. It's harder to get in a room together. And I think Accelerant melds that in the best of all worlds, I think, on behalf of your organization.
No, I love it. Yeah. And I mean, to the speed dating, speed networking kind of sense of things, throughout the year, I mean, every single month, I'm running 12 different meetings with any variety of accelerant partner companies, either at the executive decision-making level or maybe their business development team. And each structured, facilitated environment is designed to help them educate the other people in the room about what they do, what differentiates them from their competitors, what is their ideal client, what does that look like, what are signs that you could see in one of your customers or a friend that indicates that they could use your services. So they educate one another in just different ways. It's like if you went to the gym, you wouldn't just do legs whenever you go to the gym. You'd want to also work your arms. You'd want to do core. You'd want to do all of these different exercises. That's what the meetings are like. They each are a different way of educating and building trust with your other accelerant partners so that they feel comfortable and trusting of you to make that introduction to their longtime client, to their friend, and know that you're going to take care of your person. So you access each other's networks and build that trust.
You read Good to Great?
No, I have not yet, which is shocking to me because it's on my list.
Yeah, have you read The Tipping Point?
Yes.
Okay, so The Tipping Point has the Paul Revere concept, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where Paul Revere saved America before 250 years ago, before he put cage fights of people in rings beating the hell out of each other. His whole jam with the Midnight Ride was he was, I believe, a blacksmith or a locksmith. He knew people in every town. And therefore, when he went through and said, the British are coming, he wasn't just some yabo on a horse yelling it with a light. He was a trusted person in every town because people knew of him. He was a traveling locksmith, blacksmith. You can look it up. Malcolm Gladwell will be happy to teach you about this. But part of that is picking people up. And I've always taken that with me over the last 20 years since I read that book and I read The Tipping Point. It just read those, Good to Great, those business. Even Jack Welch's book, even though he supported Trump, it was a decent book about how to expand your network, right?
Yeah.
For me, that part of like Bill Cole was one of the first people I met in Accelerant 18 years ago. He's been a sponsor of mine for 20 years. We travel together. We're friends. He'll be here a little later. I'm in his hometown of Arbutus here at Sorrento having a crab cake. That's a great example of he and I. And he was an intern at my radio station when he was a kid. I didn't even know that.
Oh, I love
with Bob
that.
Haney. Yeah, true. Ask him about it. He'll tell you about Sunday mornings of Bob Haney and basketball. I'm Bob. I love basketball. Bill was the producer of the show. So Bill and I got to know each other in this way. And look, this is 18 years and me being his spokesperson or whatever. But when I'm out somewhere and somebody has a business and a roof, I don't just say, here's Bill's card, here's what he does.
Exactly.
I know a little bit about his business because I've been in that environment. In the same way, when somebody dogs on me and Bill says, no, you don't know anything about Nestor. Let me tell you about Nestor. Dundalk. He knows everything about me. I think that that is a part of knowing just examples of businesses around town that I've been around. Every Keith Miller from Strategic Factory and every one of your partners and different people that have been involved in all this, where I can almost tell their elevator pitch because it's been told to me so many times that I know what they do.
Yeah.
Like Sorrento's does crab cakes, pizza, and cheesesteaks. You know, Bill Cole does roofing and solar and energy. And you learn these little buzz things about people, but you got to get in a room with people to know what their goals are. And I think that's what the Accelerator.
Exactly.
You know 100 different Cole Roofings and what they're trying to do this year and who the people are. And then putting those people together becomes essential, I think, in a community like Baltimore. Right?
Totally agree. Nailed
it. Did I do a good job with the Accelerator thing?
You did a great job.
Are you patronizing me?
No, I'm proud of you.
She's such a mother. Kate Paris is here. Kate with a C. She is Kate Does Yoga. You can find her at Accelerant. You can find Rob McGrain at Accelerant. When's your next Accelerant breakfast that I'm going to crash?
September. I will be
Who's
seeing
speaking?
You in September. I don't know, somewhere.
You guys have great speakers.
I almost don't even have to know who is speaking to just already guarantee it's going to be an amazing speech.
Brian Billick spoke at Accelerant about 15 years
That's
ago
correct.
On my behalf and our behalf at NST. And his philosophy on all of those rah-rah speeches, elevator speeches, keynote. I'm a keynote giver. Maybe one day I'll do something good enough to make me a keynote speaker. I've got the speech all written. I just got to do something.
Oh, you're already ready to go.
I just
got to
do something with my life that's worthy of it. Like run for office.
Is this after all the scandal and you become a yoga teacher and then you'll be a keynote speaker? Or is this pre-scandal?
Can we save the scandal to the end?
Sure. You can make the scandal happen whenever you want. Yeah,
scandal started December 13th, 1991. It's the day this was founded. Oh. I've been in scandal ever since, so it's fine. God, you got me off my train of thought. See, you just riffed me off my improv.
Look at that. Woo! Do I win a prize? Do I get a crab cake or the rest of the fries since you only had one fry?
I was going to say something really nice about you, but
I don't remember what it was, but you ruined it. No, say something nice. You can say anything nice about me. I love compliments. Just anything.
I was telling you the Brian Billick story.
The
true story is he said to me that every one of those speeches, if you go and they speak for 40 minutes and you remember one thing that you take the rest of your life, one little nugget, then it's a great speech.
Totally agree.
And I always take a nugget from the Accelerant speeches. And if more than that, I take great food and new relationships and business cards I take home that I should be inputting more. I should be acting on more, and I have not maximized my Accelerant adjunct.
One of the benefits of working for Accelerant is that anytime I meet anyone at an Accelerant event and they're like, oh, let me give you my card, I'm like, I don't need it. I can find your information because I have it all at my fingertips.
I have them all in a little Royal Farms box. I'm embarrassed. Aww. We're here at Sorrento of Arbutus. I had a delicious crab cake. I had a really delicious Greek salad with some chicken. They're Greek here, so they're going to bring me desserts and more desserts and more desserts. They brought me pizza I didn't want, but I ate, and it was delicious. They're going to bring me cream of crab soup. And I'm going to bring you N. Westcott. He is running for councilman here in District 1. Or excuse me, we have 9 districts now. So there used to be 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is in Dundalk, all the way around the beltway this way, 1 through 9. And Catonsville, Arbutus, Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Paradise. It's all over here on this side of town. We're back for more from Sorrento. And the aforementioned Bill Cole is gonna come. Is he going to say nice things about Accelerant, do you think, Bill Cole?
Well, I mean, if I slip him a check before he makes his way in here, I can bribe some.
What
nice
is he going to say about
him.
Accelerant that's going to make you cry?
Is it going to make me cry, like tears of happiness?
Yes. What's he going to say? Great organization, great local people. Rob's a great guy. Kate does a nice job. Is that what he's going to say?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's going to say Kate does a great job, a phenomenal job, but he'll also, with tears in his eyes.
We got you on the show today.
Right? That's true. That's true.
This is the Accelerant relationship with Bill Cole benefiting you.
It's true.
I would follow you on Instagram, but I don't need to because you just show up.
Wait, are you not following me on Instagram?
I don't know, but you keep showing up.
Well, I think you follow
Kate
me.
With a C.
If you need to do that just, right now.
If I just reload Mister. Right now, you're going to pop up within the first three.
Well,
yeah, I know you are.
You need to follow me.
There you
me.
Are in
That's
the woods.
That's me. That's me in the woods.
Save and try this chair pose extended side angle variation. Get that. Kate does yoga.
Yeah,
is that okay?
Kate does yoga. That's totally fine.
All right. I'm not even... Paramenopausal, postmenopausal, what is it called?
Paramenopausal is the beginning, and menopause is once it's happened.
What happens after your wife has menopause? That's wherever I am. Where is that?
The glory land? I don't know. I mean, things get better
Some
after that.
Some would call it the gates of hell, but I'm not. That's
no, that's
the
during.
That's during
okay,
I'm
just
all checking.
Of
that. I'm just I don't know. I'm not a girl. I'll never be a girl.
I mean, if you've survived those two stages, I mean, you're unstoppable.
I've survived another segment with Kate Paris of Kate Does Yoga and Accelerate. We're back for more. It's Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Oh, by the way, before I let you go, which ticket's yours? Or do you want crabs and crustaceans from the Maryland Lottery Treasures? Do you want Boardwalk? Hint, 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 Mako. Do you want the Bay Bridge? Hint, 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 going to the beach. Or do you want Acetique Ponies? Which one? You want
ponies.
You want the damn...
I do. I
took
I do
one
want
look
the
at
ponies.
You and you're not going to the... No Fisher's Popcorn for you. And no Thrasher's French fries for you. I'll get you some crinkle cuts. We're at Sorrento Barbuda. Stay with us. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We are.